we enjoy fireworks in America. There's injuries every year, unfortunately, and fires from fireworks.
Fireworks regulations in unincorporated parts of Ellis County differ from those inside the cities. Emergency manager Lyle Pantel stops by to share the details as well as some safety tips on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Fireworks in Ellis County, always big event, especially when we got the Wild West Fest. They'll be doing the main fireworks display for, we'll say Ellis County, because they'll be shooting them off July 4th, and that usually starts around 10 p.m. And that's a professional display that the Wild West Fest committee brings in every year, and that they usually produces quite a show.
I will say on this point, because apparently we've had problems in the past, people getting in the fireworks area until those little fires pop up, and then they're more than happy to move.
Yes. As far as the designated shoot site, it's usually in the softball fields a little bit east of the Coliseum. And then they do have, I believe, like caution tape set up in an area where you cannot sit, especially if you're on the dike area. Outside of that, it's a closed down area of the 183 bypass. And outside of those areas is anywhere is a good viewing point, or anywhere high in the city, another good option.
And that's really just for public safety.
Yes. Yeah. It's just to maintain a level of safety. Because we don't want any mishaps. It's an opportunity for everybody to come out and enjoy, the independence of America. And we don't want any injuries. And undoubtedly, because, we enjoy fireworks in America, there's injuries every year, unfortunately, and fires from fireworks.
Yeah, let's talk more about that. You know, as you say, every year, and even locally, we see those injuries. I don't know that we've had any major ones in the last few here in Ellis County, but what's just some general ways people can stay safe, while they're shooting off the fireworks?
So one of the main things is have a designated shooter, someone whose sole purpose during your activities with fireworks is the shooter, because, around the 4th, everybody likes to enjoy those adult beverages. Mm-hmm. So those things don't mix, and you can start to make mistakes. And so having someone who's a designated shooter that is probably limiting their adult beverages is going to be a wise choice. Also, have that person never try and light too many fireworks at once. Now, I would recommend never lighting more than one at a time, but obviously, you start to experiment, and people are people and they like to do things. And so you might shoot off at, two or three, but just understand you're increasing your risk at that point. So one is always the safest. And another main thing is try not to pick up any fireworks that don't discharge, or the fuse doesn't burn all the way, or reignite any of those, because you never know what can happen. I mean, it is a level of gunpowder within those that usually makes them work, and you don't want to get burned or have it go off in your hand when you choose to pick it up and relight it. And lastly, make sure that you have either a hose, a bucket of water, or a fire extinguisher on hand. Should some kind of firework mishap happen, you can hopefully take care of it without any further incident.
And when it comes to the after, I feel like almost every year we hear about fires that are caused by people putting those fireworks spent fireworks in inappropriate locations, right?
Yes. Best practice would be to soak all fireworks, whether you've spent them or you're just looking to dispose of them because you don't know if they're good or not anymore. Soak them in water for at least 24 hours before you discard them in anything. And that will make sure that all portions of the firework become inert or inability to cause fire or explode. Because I don't know how many times I've seen the poly carts around town, melt down to just a little blue blob because fireworks that were still a little smoldering were able to continue to burn in the trash receptacle, and it's no more.
Yeah, and on that piece too, you mentioned old fireworks. And I've heard over the years that really you shouldn't keep them year to year. Is that correct?
I'm not an expert in that field, but I would say it 1, maybe 2 years at the most, because they are going to lose their potency as things naturally sit on the shelf. They're going to lose their intended purpose. And so they may be cause for a more dangerous scenario because things might not be working as they were intended to, you know, last year when they were for sale. And I don't know all the rules around fireworks manufacturing. I know it's quite a dangerous business. And that's why I'm not in it. But I don't think they intend for them to last year over year over year. So it wouldn't be wise to stockpile, you know, thousands of dollars of fireworks and expect them to work the following year.
Very good. Let's talk about some of the policies that are going to be in place this year for the county. And then, and again, we're talking county. So outside city limits, Hays, Victoria, and Ellis, they have their own rules in place, right?
Yes. And I was going to talk about that a little bit. But within Ellis County, we do not allow the sale of fireworks within the unincorporated areas of the county. And then every year, the county commission has an option to relax the discharge portion of the fireworks. And our fire chief, Darren Myers, usually takes kind of a count of whether it would be good for us to allow fireworks within the county based on the fuel levels that we've had and our drought conditions. So this year, on June 6th, the county commission did approve to relax that discharge portion. So we will be allowing fireworks within Ellis County, and our times mirror those that the city of Hays allows. And it's usually July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th discharge from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m.
And when you're out in the county shooting off fireworks, you know, what are some practices? I remember as a kid, and of course, I didn't grow up in Ellis County. I grew up in a very rural Kansas County. We'd go out and just shoot them out at the intersection of a dirt road, two dirt roads, right? You know, I wonder if you have any thoughts you want to share about how best to do that if you're intending on shooting that out in the county.
Yeah, and if you're going to shoot out in the county, please enjoy responsibly, but pick an area that's at least 100 feet away from a house or a structure or trees or anything that can burn. And obviously, if you're shooting ones that go up in the air and could cause hot embers to come back down to the ground, make sure that you're just kind of keeping an eye on those so that should they land in an area that has the potential to burn, you can hopefully go over and stomp those out rather quick.
Yeah, because you really don't have much of a source of water out there.
No, and that's why, you know, the bucket or a hose or a fire extinguisher on hand when you're doing it is always a good thing. But again, out in the rural portions of the county, you know, things can, you know, you get the wind or whatever, you know, the famous Kansas wind is going to cause things to drift, and it could drift quite a ways to where you're unable to see it. And, you know, if the firework itself is still smoldering on the inside, you might not see anything initially, but a couple hours later, once it's burned through the outer casing, it can cause a fire.
Very good. Well, we've got just a couple minutes left. I wonder if you want to share any last thoughts or safety tips for folks as they're out there celebrating this holiday.
Yeah, enjoy responsibly. Make sure that if you're outside of Hays or Ellis County and the other jurisdictions, you know what the legal hours to discharge fireworks are. They typically the same every year from year to year. Just make sure that they are allowed that year. Make sure you have a designated shooter. Make sure you don't ignite more than one at a time, and always have a way to extinguish those spent or old fireworks prior to discarding them in the trash.